What if the reason you keep failing at New Year's resolutions isn't weakness or lack of willpower, but a fundamental misunderstanding of how you're wired? Consider this. Over 3 million people have discovered they've been fighting their own nature instead of working with it. The revelation is both liberating and unsettling. What if everything you've been told about forming habits has been wrong for your specific personality? Here's the uncomfortable truth. Nearly half of everything you do each day happens on autopilot. You're not consciously deciding to brush your teeth, take the same route to work, or check your phone when you wake up. These invisible patterns, your habits, are quietly running your life. The question isn't whether habits control you, but whether you're going to choose which ones do. This insight transforms habit formation from a test of character into an exercise in self-knowledge and strategic design. Think about your morning routine. Did you agonize over whether to brush your teeth today? Of course not. Now think about your last attempt to start exercising regularly. How much mental energy did you burn debating whether to go to the gym? Therein lies the secret power of habits. They eliminate the exhausting burden of constant decision-making. Your willpower functions like a smartphone battery, draining with each decision throughout the day. Should I have the salad or the burger? Should I take the stairs or the elevator? Should I work on this project or check my email? Each choice depletes your mental reserves. By the time evening arrives, you're running on fumes, which explains why your healthiest intentions crumble after 8 p.m. when the ice cream calls your name. When behaviors become truly habitual, they bypass this decision-making drain entirely. You've decided once, and now you simply execute. This is why people who successfully maintain exercise routines often describe them as just what I do. There's no internal negotiation happening anymore. The decision has been removed from the daily agenda, preserving precious mental energy for genuinely important choices. But habits offer more than efficiency. During life's inevitable storms, job loss, relationship troubles, health scares, we instinctively fall back on established patterns. If those patterns are healthy, they become life rafts. If they're destructive, they accelerate our descent. This explains why stress eating feels so automatic and why maintaining a meditation practice during chaos feels nearly impossible unless it's already deeply ingrained. The habits we build during calm seas determine whether we'll float or sink when the storms arrive. Ever notice how your colleague effortlessly sticks to her morning workout while you can't seem to exercise unless you've signed up for a class? These aren't character flaws. They're fundamental differences in how people respond to expectations. Upholders meet all expectations, whether from others or themselves. They keep New Year's resolutions without external accountability. The downside? They can rigidly adhere to systems even when circumstances change, like insisting on their scheduled run during a hurricane. Questioners resist outer expectations unless they make logical sense. Tell them to exercise because the doctor said so, and they'll ignore you. Show them compelling research about longevity, and they'll design an optimized workout protocol that same day. Obligers, the largest group, readily meet outer expectations, but struggle with inner ones. They never miss work deadlines, yet repeatedly fail to keep promises to themselves. Once they create external accountability through workout buddies or trainers, their success rate skyrockets. Rebels resist all expectations, acting from identity and freedom. They won't exercise because they should, but might train intensely because I'm someone who values strength. Understanding your tendency isn't about limitation. It's about working with your nature strategically rather than fighting it. Beyond the four tendencies, subtler distinctions dramatically impact habit success. Are you a lark who springs awake at dawn or an owl who comes alive after sunset? This isn't preference, it's biology. Schedule demanding activities when your energy naturally peaks. Consider your work style. Marathoners produce steadily, finishing ahead of deadlines. Sprinters use deadline pressure as rocket fuel. Procrastinators suffer under pressure but can't start earlier. Mismatched approaches cause anxiety or stifled motivation. Spending patterns matter too. Underbuyers resist purchases and lack needed supplies. Old tennis shoes cause shin splints that derail running habits. Overbuyers accumulate enthusiastically but mistake acquisition for action. Do you crave simplicity or abundance? Simplicity lovers thrive with capsule wardrobes. Abundance lovers feel restricted by minimalism. Are you promotion-focused, achievement-oriented, or prevention-focused, safety-oriented? A promotion-focused person recycles to create a cleaner environment. A prevention-focused person recycles to avoid fines. Match your habit messaging to your focus for dramatically better results. Among dozens of habit strategies, four stand as foundational: monitoring, foundation, scheduling, and accountability. Master these, and other strategies become far more effective. Monitoring possesses almost magical power. Simply tracking behavior without any intervention often improves it by 20 to 30%. Log what you eat, you naturally eat better. Count steps, you walk more. This works because monitoring prevents self-deception and reveals the gap between perception and reality. Foundation habits, sleep, movement, nutrition, and organization create the platform for everything else. Quality sleep enhances willpower. Regular movement boosts energy. Proper nutrition stabilizes concentration. These aren't separate from other goals. They're the soil in which all habits grow. Scheduling transforms intentions into reality by removing daily decision-making. When activities occupy specific calendar slots, they happen. The difference between "I'll exercise when I have time" and "I exercise every day at 6:30 a.m. is the difference between perpetual failure and eventual automaticity. Accountability leverages our social nature. Success rates double with accountability partners, and regular check-ins increase follow-through by 70% or more. Adapt these powerful strategies to your unique wiring. Beginnings hold special power through three strategies: first steps, clean slate, and lightning bolt. First steps recognize that initial action creates momentum. Some thrive with tiny steps. 5 minutes of daily walking builds the habit of the habit. Others prefer bold approaches, like learning French by moving to France. Neither is superior. Match strategy to personality. Transitions between activities need rituals to shift mental gears. Morning solitude, post-work decompression, bedtime routines serve as powerful cues for habit implementation. Clean slates leverage major life changes as fresh start opportunities. Beyond New Year's resolutions, they include relationship changes, moving, new jobs, or even rearranging furniture. Research shows 36% of successful life changes associate with moving. What we assume is temporary often becomes permanent. What seems permanent often proves temporary. Lightning bolt moments acknowledge that habits sometimes change through sudden, transformative insight rather than gradual repetition. The decades-long smoker who quits cold turkey after a health scare. While we can't force these moments, we can remain open by exposing ourselves to new ideas that might spark transformation. We all want good habits, but we also crave ease and pleasure. Several strategies help navigate this tension. Abstainers find complete avoidance easier than moderation. One cookie leads to the entire box, so never requires less mental effort than sometimes. Moderators thrive on occasional indulgence, having one square of chocolate daily without craving more. Neither approach is superior. Recognize which works for you and stop exhausting yourself trying to moderate when abstaining would be easier. Convenience profoundly influences behavior. Keep workout clothes packed and store junk food in hard-to-reach places. We naturally choose the path of least resistance, so make good habits convenient and bad habits inconvenient. Safeguards address inevitable stumbles. View lapses as part of the process and implement systems to prevent small slips from becoming complete collapses. Self-compassion after failure restores self-control better than guilt. Loophole spotting helps recognize justifications like, "This doesn't count," or "I deserve this." Identify these mental loopholes in advance to reject them when they arise. Distraction manages temptation effectively. Even strong urges typically subside within 15 minutes. Physical activities like walking or cleaning work best. Treats, small pleasures we give ourselves, energize us and boost self-command without creating finish lines that undermine long-term commitment. William James observed that relying on habitual responses rather than constant, deliberate decisions creates freedom by eliminating unnecessary mental effort. Habits multiply and spread. Regular exercise catalyzes better eating, improved sleep, and enhanced work performance. Our habits also influence those around us. When we exercise regularly, friends and family often follow. Dramatic transformation is rare. Usually, we end up somewhere better than before, and that's enough. Some habits become automatic, others always require effort. What matters is moving in the right direction. The goal isn't to break bad habits, but to outgrow them. We often fail because we want benefits without paying the price. Every choice has a cost. The question is which cost we want to pay and what will make our lives happier long term. Studying habits makes us less judgmental, yet more convinced of their value. What works for one person may fail for another. There's no universal right way. Yet thoughtfully chosen habits aligned with our nature can transform ordinary days into something extraordinary. Through self-understanding and deliberate habit shaping, we each create our own version of everyday life, not perfect, but genuinely better than before.